First of all, I'd like to thank those men who took my place in leading this class. I know it's kind of difficult at times when you have to fill in, but we have many capable men who are willing to step up and do that. And tonight, we are going to continue with our investigating Christian characteristics with the word diligent. So, with that, who would like to define diligent? Go ahead, Vivi.
When I looked it up, it said careful and persistent work and effort, which was okay to me. But in my mind, I think of it as determined to give it everything I've got to pursue it. Just to, that makes more sense to me.
That's very good. Anybody else want to add something?
I can read what I found. A persistent and earnest effort to accomplish tasks and fulfill responsibilities with careful attention and a wholehearted commitment, and then also a dedication to seeking God diligently and striving for excellence in all areas of life.
Very good. Anybody else?
I have the word thorough. The word thorough.
Thorough. Very good.
Yeah, so that one hit me better
I
than
have characterized by a study, an earnest application and effort.
Very good, Anne.
The endeavor and
Lenny?
effort
Yes, Anne.
to endeavor, that makes me feel a whole lot better because when I think of diligence, I think of the apostles and the disciples and how it was, I think, a lot more every day of things that they were doing, and I feel like I fail at that, but to endeavor, gives me a little hope.
That's a very good point. We all strive to do what we can. Bill?
Well, old-fashioned definition is stick-to-itiveness.
Yeah,
It's like what you or Eileen would do as a parent. You have a job to do it, you just do it because it needs doing. It's an everyday thing.
it takes effort. It takes being thorough. It takes persistence. Very good point. Well, I had it's consistence, hard work, and perseverance. And like the way Di answered it, particularly related to a relationship with God. So that's important for us as Christians when we are diligently applying ourselves to God's word, God's work, and the effort we put forth to share the gospel with others. And again, when we look at it, it encompasses putting forth great effort in seeking God's wisdom, studying scripture, and striving to live a life pleasing to God. And how do we do that?
Through prayer and faith.
Through prayer and our faith. What else?
Studying and doing what the scriptures say.
Studying and putting our
Effort and action.
efforts into action.
Yes.
That's pretty critical when it comes to our walk with God. We talked Sunday night about walking with Jesus, and we covered many points as far as how we are supposed to grow in our spiritual growth. And diligence, believe it or not, you go back to the Old Testament, they use so many different references to diligence, which we'll cover in a few minutes. And I'm impressed because you can go to the dictionary, look up what diligence is, and apply it. Bingo, there we are. But when you apply diligence to God's word, it's something on a different level. It's a level that we as Christians are supposed to strive for. We study the harmonic gospels and we study Jesus' life. And we as Christians should emulate Jesus in our lives. I know when someone reads the gospel, oh, I read that. But go back and read it again. Understand what the Holy Spirit is telling you. In the Old Testament, diligence is used in a number of ways. For example, in Ezra chapter 5 and verse 8, can I get someone to read that particular verse, please? Ezra 5 and verse 8.
Let it be known to the king that we have gone to the province of Judah. Is this right?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
That's it.
To the house of the great God, which is being built with huge stones and beams are being laid in the walls. And this work is going on with great care and is succeeding in their hands.
Again, when Ezra used diligence, he used great care. This work that the Israelites are doing for the house of God. And if you go to a number of other references, we can see there's different meanings. For example, in Proverbs chapter 4, verse 23, diligence is like watchfulness. Be alert. Be ready at all times. Again, it's with care, scrupulously, earnestly, and in Job, in Proverbs, in Job chapter 8, verse 5, and Proverbs 8, verse 17, it's either early or with haste. So it takes on a number of meanings in the Old Testament, and it's good when you look at the word and apply it. It develops a pattern in your life, a pattern that, well, this is what people of old did. And what about in the New Testament? Paul writes in Romans chapter 12 and verse 11, give diligence in business. In Ephesians chapter 4, verse 3, give diligence for endeavoring. Again, those are some of the definitions that most of you have brought. Again, 2 Timothy chapter 2 and verse 15. Give diligence in study. And how do we do that?
It's how do we do that study?
Yeah, and then our study.
What we're doing right now, kind of, we're together, we're bouncing ideas off of each other.
Exactly. In fact, last Sunday we talked about Bible study, and it consists of what? Studying individually, studying in groups, sharing information so that we could come to a better understanding of God's word. And that's so important for you and I as we grow in our spiritual journey. Vicki.
Can you just explain your Romans 12:11, give diligence in business? When I read that, I don't get the comparison, I guess.
Hold on a second. Let me get that. Okay, not lagging behind in diligence, fervent in spirit, serving the Lord. We, Dean.
Yeah, if you look at Romans 12 and verse 11, in the King James translation, the word for diligence is translated as business.
Mm-hmm.
So that's a really interesting idea. It's not the words he does say in Romans 12:11, don't be slothful in business. And I was surprised as I was looking at this that the word for diligence is not translated by slothful. It's translated by business.
Mm-hmm.
And I think the point of that has to be that you need to be doing more than just planning or more than just preparing or more than just studying. It's a doing verb.
It's an action. Very good.
Exactly.
Yeah, does that help you, Vicki?
Sure. I mean, when he says death, but still when I read mine, it says never be lacking in zeal, never be lacking in diligence, never lack being determined or giving it all I've got or pursuing. So the business and the zeal, I'll look at it later.
Okay.
I still don't understand it.
Fine. Begin, I be the faith in me that I have been looking at. Some says, be joyful in hope. No, that's I'm missing. Never be lacking in zeal, but keep your spiritual fervor serving with the Lord. What's his spiritual fervor?
Okay, the Hebrews give diligence in labor, and in Timothy 1 Timothy 4:15, be diligent in meditating upon. We should put an effort in being diligent in all aspects of our lives. And that's the point I was trying to get at. When you look at these verses and you compare what the Holy Spirit had given us, I know in the New American Standard Version, which I use a lot, doesn't carry all the words. But when you study other versions of the Bible, you could see what the meanings are. Okay. Now share two verses with the group concerning diligence and explain the verses. Who would like to attempt that?
I thought you just did that.
Okay. Hebrews 4:11, I took it as being ready for death. So use the word rest. So maybe I'm wrong in...
Hey, why don't you read that?
Hebrews 4:11. Let us therefore be diligent to enter that rest, lest anyone fall through following the same example of disobedience. So I just let us be diligent in serving God the way we're supposed to, so that when we enter that final sleep, that we have the reward of heaven.
Mm-hmm.
So I didn't know if that's what that's
good.
Meant by rest. So and don't fall into examples of disobedience. So don't follow man's way of life. Follow God's.
Okay. Eileen, you have them?
Oh, yeah. I usually have them written out, and I don't. Hebrews 6, 10 and 12. Let's see.
Hebrews 6.
Fine.
16?
10 and 12.
10 and 12, okay.
For God is not unjust to forget your work and labor of love, which you have shown toward his name, so that you have minister to the saints and do minister. And we desire that each one of you show the same diligence to the full assurance of hope until the end, that you may, that you do not become sluggish, but imitate those who through faith and patience inherit the promises. Well, it says, be diligent in your desire to do what God wants you to do, and so that you have the assurance of hope until the end when you die. And don't be sluggish in your service to God. And don't, you need to minister to the saints and do what God wants you to do. A better example, better way of doing things.
All right, good. Anybody else? Okay, Bob.
Yeah, I think Jude 3, where we are, Jude 3, we are told to contend earnestly for the faith that was once for all delivered to us. So we are to be contending earnestly. We're supposed to be working at it.
Constant. Very good. Anybody else? Dean?
Yeah, I had 2 Corinthians 7 at verse 11. And in this verse, the word for diligence in the Greek is translated by the term carefulness in the King James. It says, behold this selfsame thing, that you sorrowed after a godly sort. What carefulness, and that's diligence, it wrought in you. What clearing of yourself, what indignation, what fear, what vehement desire, what zeal, what revenge. In all these things, you have approved yourselves to be clear in this matter. And of course, 2 Corinthians 7 is a discussion of their response to Paul's letter, chastising them because they had not taken strong steps to withdraw themselves from the man that was committing adultery.
Mm-hmm.
So once they had done that and he had repented, then there's 2 Corinthians 7. And I just find it interesting that he uses all of those words here in chapter 7 at verse 11. And they're not words that we always equate with diligence or think of as being associated with diligence, but they are.
Mm-hmm. Exactly. Very good observation. Anybody from on Zoom have anything to add about a verse? Well, I picked out one in the Old Testament, if I get this machine to work. Proverbs 8, verse 17. I love those who love me, and those who diligently seek me will find me. Again, it's a verse that we should apply to our lives as Christians. We should diligently seek God in all avenues of our endeavors. And we do that in such a way to grow in our spiritual walk of life, and also a way that we could build our brothers and sisters up and also help them on their journey. And I had a second one in 2 Corinthians 8, verses 22 and 23. And it's talking about Titus. It says, we have sent with them our brother, whom we have often tested and found diligent in many things, but now even more diligent because of his great confidence in you. Again, Paul is talking about his fellow worker, his partner in spreading the gospel message. And here's an individual who is more diligent because he sees that the Corinthians, he has great confidence in what they're doing. They realize that they had sin in amongst them, and they were going to correct it. And Paul is praising them, and especially when he sends Titus to them. Anybody else have any other verses? Okay, let's move on. Provide an example of someone who exhibited diligence in the Old Testament. Now, there's a lot of characters that we study in the Old Testament, and a lot of people fit this particular example of diligence. Okay, Faye?
So, David is telling the leaders of Israel about how to build the temple, because David wasn't allowed to build the temple. Solomon was going to build the temple. Uh-huh. So he's telling them, you help Solomon build the temple. And he says this, now set your heart and your soul to seek the Lord your God. Arise therefore and build the sanctuary of the Lord God, so that you may bring the Ark of the Covenant to the Lord and the holy vessels of God into the house that is to be built for the name of the Lord. So I thought it was interesting that he said, set your heart and your soul on doing this task. So that is kind of an explanation of what diligence is. Mm-hmm.
Very good.
1 Chronicles 22:19.
Thank you. Anybody else?
This doesn't use the word diligence, but I use David, but it's a verse out of Acts 13:22, and it says, Lydia's here somewhere. And when he had removed him, which is Saul, he raised up for them David as king, to whom also he gave testimony and said, I have found David, the son of Jesse, a man after my own heart who will do all my will. So he was very diligent in doing God's will.
Exactly. He was diligent in serving God. And we know he sinned, just like you and I. Good. Bill, you had an example?
Yeah. In Ezra 5 and 6, accusers had come against those building God's house to try to stop them. And they sent to Darius to ask him if there was anything in the archives about this building the house. And he did a search, and he told them, get out of the way, help these people. And he told the people who were doing the work, said, then Tatnai, the governor beyond the river, and Shethar Bozanai and their companions, because that Darius the king had sent, did accordingly with all diligence.
Mm-hmm.
They were working, they not only had permission, they had a mandate from the king to rebuild God's house, and they put their hearts into it.
Exactly. They were diligently working, diligently serving God. And that's an example for you and I. We should be diligently serving God in every aspect of our lives so that we can be walking in a right relationship with Him. I had one I found in Proverbs 31. I like this one. King Lemuel describes a godly woman whose life is characterized by diligence as well as other qualities. And this description of the type of woman, and not necessarily a specific individual. Because when you read 31, we see that she selected wool and flax and works with eager hands, verse 13. She gets up while it's still dark, Verse 15, she sets about her work vigorously, her arms are strong for her task, and she watches over the affairs of her household and does not eat the bread of idleness. Again, person who is diligent, who works, who puts her family first ahead of herself. And we as Christians should be putting God's work ahead of our own. That's an excellent example. Anybody on Zoom have an example to share from the Old Testament?
I got one.
Lee's got one.
Hey, Lee.
Watch over your heart with all diligence, for from it flow the springs of life. That's Solomon talking, giving advice to his son, on advice to live.
Very good. Again, when you look at diligence, we apply it to our lives in a process. And the process I'm referring to is our spiritual growth. This is something that you and I have to work on constantly. What about an example in the New Testament?
Well, I put Paul, but I don't have any special scripture because there's so many examples. But if you look at him before his conversions, he was very diligent in his work against the Christians at that time. And then Jesus came to him, and he turned 100% the other way and was diligent in following Jesus and spreading the word.
Exactly, and that's an example for us to follow. Not his former life, but his life after a Christian, where he went out and boldly proclaimed God's word. Something that I lack sometimes because of situations, but yet we as Christians should follow Paul's lead. Very good. Anybody else? Gavin?
This might help Vicki a little bit. In Luke 2, I have to find it, but Luke 2, 49, Jesus, when he was 12, and he was, his parents lost him. And he said to them, the parents said, your father and I have been anxiously looking for you. And he said to them, why is it that you were looking for me? Did you not know that I had to be in my father's house? But one translation says, did you not know that I had to be with my father's business?
Yeah.
About my father's business or something like that.
Exactly. Jesus was showing us that he had to be about God's business as opposed to following his earthly family. And after that, he was obedient till he started preaching on his own.
The last verse of that chapter, verse 52, it says, and Jesus kept increasing in wisdom and stature and in favor with God and men. And that's only because he was diligent. He had to be diligent to keep increasing in all those things.
Very good. That's something that we as Christians should do. Continue asking God through prayer for wisdom so that we can apply the things we learn to our lives to better serve him and to bring him the glory. Anybody else have an example from the New Testament? Go ahead, Percy.
I had Priscilla and then Phoebe, but I thought of Martha and her diligence in preparing for Jesus with her focusing on the serving of her household and the hospitality that she got, even though she freaked out because her sister was not doing the same thing, but she was serving him in a different way. But I thought Martha in this was her diligence in just running a household and knowing how to and preparing for him. I thought that.
And both, Jesus recognized both of them for doing certain things. And he appreciated what each one was doing.
Yeah.
Yeah, very good. Anybody else?
2 Corinthians 8 and 20. Well, now I've lost my place. 8, 22 and 23. Paul is talking about Titus and he says, "For we have regard for what is honorable and not only in the sight of the Lord, but also in the sight of men. We have sent with them our brother, whom we have often tested and found diligent in many things, but now even more diligent because of his great confidence in you. As for Titus, he is my brother and fellow worker among you. As for our other brethren, they are messengers of the church, a glory to Christ."
Thank you, Rihanna. Very good example. And it's one that we should follow in all lives, in our Christian walk of life. Dee?
Yeah, I found an interesting example of someone who acted with diligence, not particularly an example that we would want to follow necessarily, but it does tell us something about diligence. When Herod's daughter danced, and Herod said to her, "I'll give you anything you want, you ask for," and she went, asked her mother what she should ask for. It was John's head. Then the record says that she came with haste. That's the word diligence.
Mm-hmm.
That's interesting. Because sometimes we think of diligence as something that is long-term. In other words, if I want to be diligent about serving you, it's just as good if I do it tomorrow as it is if I do it today. And I think the very idea of haste, the root of this word is, the root meaning of this word is speed.
Exactly.
And that really struck me.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know why she came with haste. Maybe she didn't want her dad to change his mind. Maybe she wanted to see this done expeditiously. I don't know what caused her to come with haste, but she did come with haste, and I think that tells me something about how I ought to view my service. It's something that I need to do today.
Mm-hmm.
Don't put it off until tomorrow.
Exactly. It's important that when we have diligence, when we apply diligence to our Christian walk of life, we do so expeditiously. We do so in a way that we take ownership of that. And that's something that we all should be doing as Christians. I have an example. I found, hold on a second. Here it is. Okay, I probably messed this guy's name. Epaphroditus. And can I get someone to read Colossians chapter 4, verses 12 and 13, please? Again, here's a guy who was a servant of Jesus, and he diligently prayed, earnestly prayed. It says he wrestled in prayer. So can I get someone to read that verse?
Epaphras, who is one of you and a servant of Christ Jesus, sends greetings. He is always wrestling in prayer for you, that you may stand firm in all the will of God, mature and fully assured. I vouch for him that he is working hard for you and for those at Laodicea and someplace else.
So we see that, thank you, Vicki. We see that This individual was diligently praying. He was diligently applying prayer to his life. And in his prayer, he wrestled with prayer. But yet he stepped up to the plate and earnestly prayed for those individuals. That's an example that we should follow in all lives. We should be earnestly praying for not only our brothers and sisters, not only for our needs, but also for those in the world. I know it's hard. I know I find it difficult. But yet, as Christians, if you are walking in Jesus' footsteps, we have to do that. Does anybody else have an example from the New Testament of a person being diligent?
I had the father of the prodigal son. He endeavored to see his son come home, and then he was ready to welcome him when he did.
Good, Carol. That was a very good example. And I know we could go through many characters of the New Testament and see what they, and the Old Testament, and see how they applied diligence in their actions, in their caring for people, and their dealings with others. So let's move on to question five. And this is a pretty interesting question. How do Christians reflect a Christ-like attitude through diligence? We'd like to take a stab at that, babe.
I hadn't thought about this until Dean made his comment, but when somebody asks for help, or somebody, a brother or a sister asks for help, or you know they need help, and you think about it for 3 days before you act, that's not with haste. That's not being diligent. Being diligent is finding out, do you need that help? Okay, I'll be there.
Exactly. Be Johnny on the spot. Make sure that you help that individual to the best of your ability. Okay, anybody else have anything? Bill?
Well, there may be people that we know, maybe friends of our parents that we patronize or something. We have a reputation as doing the right thing and being honest in our actions.
Mm-hmm.
If somebody asks us to compromise and we won't do that, we're being diligent to do what's right.
Very good. Kirsten, you have something? You're thinking.
Oh.
I see the wheels turning.
Yeah. I mean, a lot of things, like going with being in hate, you know, being there for your fellow person, but and showing that you have that persistence, I guess, in your work ethic, showing that you can, you know, follow through with whatever tasks that you're asked to do.
Uh-huh.
You know, I mean, diligence takes practice. It's an everyday thing. You know, it's something that you should do every day, and you should have a good attitude. And I have a desire to do it, so I think that might show to other people that, you know, wow, you can count on that person.
Exactly.
To do it.
Very good. Anybody else, Pete?
As an employee, you want to do your job well and be diligent about doing it. Be, you know, it's great if it's your passion, then it's easier to be diligent. But sometimes you get a job where it might not be your passion, but you still have to be diligent because mm-hmm. you promise to do that job. So you do it and you do it well. You don't just flag. You do it.
That's very good. Anybody on Zoom? Oh, did I miss somebody?
No, I was just going to say, we have to be diligent in what we're doing tonight, attending our classes and our church services whenever they're...
Exactly. And that's a very good point. In fact, a Christ-like attitude with diligence focuses on aligning your actions with God's will. And just what you said, Di, make sure that we, when we assemble, we do it because we are worshiping God. Prioritizing His Word. How do we prioritize God's Word? Do we allow personal interests ahead of God's will? No. His work is spreading the gospel message, the death, burial, and resurrection of Christ Jesus. That's what we are supposed to do to the best of our ability. And striving for consistent effort in everything we do. Make sure your yes is yes and your no is no. That is so important. Make sure, and we'll cover this in the next question.
I remember Pat Decker always said that's what her dad told her. Make sure your yay is yay and your nay is nay.
Absolutely.
She said that all the time.
And that's so important as a Christian. I'm just skipping ahead a little bit, but we as Christians are responsible for what we do by our activities. And if you commit to doing something, do it. Sometimes something comes up and you have to change things, but commit to do something. Put that as your priority. That's what God expects of every Christian. And continuing, when we apply diligence, we actively seek wisdom. And where do we get wisdom from? God's word and prayer. We pray to God for wisdom to help us on our spiritual journey. And persevering through challenges with a grateful attitude. Again, God, we have temptations in our lives. And God's not going to give us a temptation that's going to overcome us. He's going to give us an avenue of an escape from that. But take those temptations, take those challenges in your life and have a good attitude about it. Because that's building your life up, and always rely on God's strength. That is so critical when it comes to walking with Jesus, being a Christian, and journeying through this life on earth. We as Christians want to be approved of God to the best of our ability. And that's with His grace and mercy, He's going to grant you heaven. And that's something that we all are looking for. We are all looking forward to. Anybody else have anything to add with this question? Okay, finally, we'll get to the last question. How do you grow in diligence and seek opportunities to demonstrate diligence to others? This is not a trick question. This is a thought question. This is something that we as Christians, no matter what level you are on, can do better in our Christian walk of life. So who would like to try to answer that?
Lenny?
Go ahead, Carol?
No, well, Lee's going to say it.
Okay, go ahead, Lee.
Paul says to the church in Ephesus, being diligent to preserve the unity of the in the spirit of the bond of peace. That's Ephesians 4, verse 3.
Sorry.
Good example. Anybody else have something? Lost here. Babe?
Well, sometimes you work together with other people.
Mm-hmm.
And so if they... Okay, you can be an example of diligence when they maybe start to lag or start to, like Bill says, you know, kind of do things that maybe aren't correct. You have to stand up for what is correct.
Mm-hmm.
And when it's not just you, it's other people involved.
Right. In fact, diligence is careful and persistent work and effort in all that we do. Very good. I think you read my notes. Anybody else?
To me, how do you grow? You just choose to do it.
Exactly.
It should be so, and I am not there yet. I should be, but I am not. But you should be so determined mm-hmm. that you are going to get to the end. And getting to the end can be so exhausting sometimes. You let life get in the way. You get tired. You don't want to be diligent anymore. But it's a choice that you have to make. For me, every single day, sometimes every single moment, sometimes we come here and, you know, we get through the communion and the song and the whatever. And then you have the opposite of, I want to do more. I want to work. So I just think you have to make the choice. And I don't always make the right choice for sure, but that's a choice.
Yeah. But yet we collectively are here. We're encouraging each other. And that should be a support system for you. Faye, did you have something
else? Well, I was thinking about the verse that David said. Set your heart and your soul on what you
mm-hmm.
are about and what you're going to do. And that makes it easier. But, well, it's hard to set your heart and your soul. But once you get it started, then with the encouragement of others, it grows.
And I read a story today, and I was telling Vicki about it, exactly what she said. He said he thought he was being diligent, serving God. It was a great story. I can't do it like he did. But he the more he read and the more he saw what other people were doing and stuff, he said, I wasn't being diligent. And so he studied more, and he grew, and he worked constantly for the Lord. He changed his life.
Sure. And that's an excellent example. Yeah. We should focus on quality. And that's pay attention to details in your life and strive for thoroughness in your Christian journey while you're here on this earth. That's applying God's commandments to your life by being obedient, listening to what he has to say in the scriptures, and put that into action. Show dedication, as Vicki was saying. Consistently work towards living a righteous life and glorifying God in all your activities. Faye had a point when she said that when you're working as an employee, you work hard. You diligently apply yourself. But take that one step further. When you're working for someone, you're not working for that individual. You're working for God. You're trying to please God in your activities. That's a concept to grasp upon. And again, finish what you start. Follow through on your commitments, promises, and demonstrate your reliability and responsibility. That's what a Christian is. He is committed. He is committed to the Lord, But his commitments to others are important to him. And just don't be a slacker. And that's what he's getting towards. And learn and grow. Actively seek God's wisdom and guidance through prayer, studying, and being obedient to his commandments. Just think, while you're here on earth living your life, and you don't apply God's commandments, what's going to happen in the afterlife?
We're not going to be with God.
You won't be with God. Exactly. And another facet of this, be reliable and responsible. As Christians, be punctual, respect deadlines and appointments. If you commit to something, do it. If we're having a work day down in the building and you say, I'll be there, be there. Take ownership. Accept responsibility and accountability for your actions and their outcomes. Again, when we sin and fall short, we are so blessed with God's grace and mercy that he gave us Jesus as our intermediator to go up and correct that in our lives when we repent. Follow through. Ensure commitments are completed to the best of your ability from start to finish. As a Christian, you say something, do it, and finish. Develop strong work habits. Plan effectively. Set goals and break them down into manageable steps with your Bible study. Don't get blown away by taking the whole Bible and what am I going to do? Step by step, read, study.
Lenny?
Yes, Carol?
Yes. I think going back to thinking about diligence, and I have the same feeling that Vicky does. I look at that word and I think, well, I don't have the same diligence I did here, and I don't have this, and I don't have that. I think the loving God with all your heart, all your mind, and all your soul, if that's your focus, that's where your view is, you may be doing more on love or studying or something else, and you may wane some on diligence, but it just sort of depends in life. Sometimes you even have to take a sick day and take care of yourself. So you can't always be diligent. I know it sounds like you have to be, but I don't think you have to be every single second. I think that's where people end up burning out. You need to remember it's the I love God with all my heart, all my soul, and all my strength. That's the focus, and the diligence is just a part of it.
Mm-hmm, exactly. Be resilient. Persevere through temptations. And rely on God. God's help, and also your brothers and sisters. They're there to support you. Take your problems and talk them out. And you could focus on growing. And that's why we're all here together tonight. We're worshiping God, studying his word, and growing. Vicki?
I'm just going to say, if I wrote this down right, Romans 12:11 tells us never be lacking in diligence. So I don't think we can ever take a break from being diligent when it comes to serving God.
Well,
and if I just don't think that we can. We can never lack diligence. We can never not be determined. We can never give it all I've got to serve God. He flat out tells us never be lacking in diligence. We always have to pursue that.
And that's something that each person has to develop in their lives to the best of their ability. Sometimes you may not make the mark that day. but you strive to do it better and better every day. And that's why we're here, to put God first. Very good point. Practice self-discipline, stay focused on being obedient to God's will. And finally, embrace a positive attitude. Show initiative. Look for ways to contribute, improve, and help others. Look around the auditorium tonight. There's a lot of brothers and sisters in Christ not here. Why? Is there a need they have? Or are they lacking something in their spiritual journey? Be positive. Find joy in the process and share the gospel with others. Always staying positive. Does anybody have anything to add to this study on diligence tonight? I appreciate everybody's participation, and what this study is doing is making us dig into God's word, making us appreciate those individuals who were before us, and makes us accountable for what we as Christians should be doing.